I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. The recent thaw in U.S.-Cuba relations could have a big impact on your health care, especially if the U.S. market is opened up to medicines developed on the island. One of them is called Cimavax. You'll hear more about it in just a minute. Cuba already sells medicines to many countries in Europe and Asia, but because of the U.S. embargo, these treatments are not available to American patients, at least not yet. Jose DeFabio is a vaccine researcher with the Pan American Health Organization. He recently stepped down as the organization's representative in Cuba. I asked him how Cuba, with all its economic problems over the years, was able to become a biotech powerhouse.
From the very beginning, the Cuban government has invested largely in human resources, and they have considered science, medical science particularly, as a responsibility that the country had to move into. And that's why they have developed a very large medical workforce. And usually when you compare, biotechnology outside Cuba, in the case of Cuba, salary was not a problem. So the resources were directed to build the infrastructure.
You're saying salaries are not a problem because people were getting so little money anyway?
Yes. For Cuba at the time, it was a reasonable salary. That's what everybody was making. But I imagine at that time, probably you were talking about $15 to $20. So if you have 1,000 employees, that was $20,000 that you have to add to your bill. If you have 1,000 employees in the United States or in Europe, you have to multiply by a larger number. Also, I think a major drive was the embargo. They had very limited the availability of medicines and biotechnological products. So the priority was to have the medicines required and also the vaccines they required and the biotechnological products.
So the lung cancer vaccine that was developed in Cuba, Cimavax, it's already been used on 5,000 patients worldwide. I know Governor Cuomo of New York signed an agreement to bring the company that's working on it to the U.S. Tell us about Cimavax and where we are in the research process.
Well, something interesting is that in Cuba, they have tried to tackle cancer in a different way. The concept is how we can control the cancer for not growing or expanding. So, how manage it so you can live with a cancer, as you can live with a chronic disease, but perhaps you will die of something different. And so they have involved then all this, the concept of trying to develop an immunological response to the cancer. If it's not able to destroy the cancer cells, at least it's able to keep it under control. And that's where the Cimavax vaccine comes.
How far away do you think we are in the U.S. from having Cimavax?
What I can say is that Cimavax has a lot of information on the clinical side. There are multi-center clinical trials undergoing, even in Europe. So I think there will be enough clinical data to support the registration of the product. Besides, probably they will request some clinical trial in the United States. So in principle, I don't see it should be a big problem to have that vaccine soon.
Assuming some laws change here, I expect, though, Yes. All over the world, people are interested.
Yes, and of course, there is a market because the Cimavax, it started for lung cancer, but it's a vaccine that's directed against epidermal growth factor, a protein that is involved in growth of cells. So those cancers that are somehow related to this epidermal growth factor could be treated perhaps with Cimavax. So they are doing other clinical trials to see what other cancers could be product used for.
What are some of the other most promising medicines and vaccines that have been developed in Cuba?
They have also developed a very strong research and development on monoclonal antibodies, particularly directed to cancer. And they have even exported the technology to China. But they also have a very interesting product that's a treatment for diabetic foot ulcers. They have treated over 150,000 patients with diabetic foot, and amputations are avoided.
Are you able to say what the U.S. embargo on Cuba has meant to health for Americans here? Like, did the embargo delay life-saving medicines and therapies for Americans?
I think so, yes. Probably, all these innovative products that are there, they could have been used in the United States and also help Cuba, too.
Jose DeFabio is the former Cuba representative for the Pan American Health Organization. He spoke with me from Caracas. Jose, thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.